One of the great treasures of Devon is the Dartmoor National Park, one of the most beautiful places in the country, right on our doorstep. And over half term, one of the young people from our church will be experiencing a whole lot of that beautiful scenery as he walks the length of the Two Moors Way, the 102 miles from Ivy Bridge in the south to Lynmouth in the north. Whilst I'm sure it'll be an amazing week, Levi isn't doing it for fun. Just before Christmas, a retired couple from church moved out to southeast Spain in order to start an anti-human trafficking project. They've already had success in helping people to escape some difficult situations. So Levi, who is 12, is going to spend his half term walking across the moors in order to raise funds to support their work. Now, this gets me excited for all sorts of reasons. I love it when people say, I can make a difference. When they say, I'm not too old or I'm not too young. I love it when a whole community comes together in this way. Another of our young people is selling painted stones. Some are joining the walk for a day. Others can't walk that far, but are sponsoring Levi. The Bible paints an amazing picture of the early church as a community living in total harmony with each other, sharing all they had and loving the people around them, whoever they were. Everyone brought something to the table, whether it was wisdom, time, resources, or simply energy and enthusiasm. As a result, the church grew rapidly in size and popularity. We all live in communities. For some of us, that might mean church. For others, we might think of our street, or place of work, or school, or friendship group. Whatever it is, we all have something to offer our community. Jesus saw worth in everyone, from young to old, and from powerful to poor. We each have something to contribute. So what will we do to build our community today?